go back to 1938, February 3rd. Today, after Holy Communion, Jesus gave me a few directives. First, do not fight against a temptation by yourself, but disclose it to the confessor at once. And then the temptation will lose all its force. If you fight for yourself, most probably you will lose. You're not smart enough. Second, during these ordeals, do not lose your peace. You're disturbed, but don't lose peace. Temptation is temptation, otherwise not temptation. Live in my presence. Ask my mother and the saints for help. The rosary is very good weapon against temptation. Third, have the certitude that I'm looking at you and supporting you. It seems Jesus far away, he's closest to you. Fourth, do not fear either struggles of the soul or any temptations, because I'm supporting you. If only you are willing to fight, know that the victory is always on your side. We need a good meal also. Don't lose heart. Fifth, know that by fighting bravely, you give me great glory and amass merits for yourself. To fight is a hardship. Temptation gives you a chance to show me your fidelity. And now I'm going to tell you something that is most important for you. Boundless sincerity with your spiritual director. If you do not take advantage of this great grace according to my instructions, I will take him away from you, and then you will be left to yourself. And all the torments, which you know very well, will return to you. Yes, trust. But Jesus has his instrument, the confessor, to help her. It displeases me that you do not take advantage of the opportunity when you are able to see him and talk with him. Because you remember last time, because a superior, Mother Superior said, Father Andres is coming, will you see him? She said no. She wanted to confide only to, I think, to Sopoko. This is only second hand. For the first hand. So Jesus gave her a good lesson. Know that it is a great grace on my part when I give a spiritual director to a soul. Many souls ask me for this, but it is not to all that I grant this grace. From the moment when I gave you this priest as spiritual director, I endowed him with new light so that he might easily know and understand your soul. It's not easy to wrote this, to guide these people, you know, because they have a deep spiritual insight. It's not necessary all people can understand their soul. Go with. Oh my Jesus, by only mercy, allow me to see contentment in your face as a sign of reconciliation with me, because my heart cannot bear your seriousness. If this continues a moment longer, my heart will burst with grief. You see that I am even now crushed to dust." She feels that Jesus is not happy with what she did. She feels sorry. And at that very moment, I saw myself in some kind of palace, and Jesus gave me his hand, set me at his side, and said with kindness, "My bride, you always please me by your humility. The greatest misery does not stop me from uniting myself to a soul, but where there is pride, I am not there." When I came to myself, I reflected on what had happened in my heart, thanking God for his love and for the mercy that he had shown me. "Jesus, hide me, just as you have hidden yourself under the form of the white host. So hide me from human eyes, and particularly hide the gifts which you so kindly grant me. May I not betray outwardly what you are effecting in my soul. I'm a white host before you, O divine priest. Consecrate me yourself, and may my transubstantiation be known only to you. I stand before you each day as a sacrificial host and implore your mercy upon the world." It's beautiful, eh? You become the host itself. Hidden. Just as the host, you couldn't see Jesus. And you're the host, nobody can see you. You're hidden. In silence and unseen, I will empty myself before you. My pure and undivided love will burn in profound silence as a holocaust. And may the fragrance of my love be wafted to the foot of your throne. You're the Lord of Lords, but you delight in innocent and humble souls. You're invisible. Don't show to people they are so pious, so faithful, so close to the Lord as if you are a holy woman. No. When I entered the chapel for a moment, the Lord said to me, "My daughter, help me to save a certain dying sinner. See the chaplet that I have taught you for him." When he began to say the chaplet, I saw the man dying in the midst of terrible torment and struggle. His guardian angel was defending him, but he was, as it were, powerless against the enormity of the soul's misery. A multitude of devils was waiting for the soul. But while I was saying the chaplet, I saw Jesus just as he is depicted in the image. The rays which issued from Jesus' heart enveloped the sick man, and the powers of darkness fled in panic. The sick man peacefully breathed his last. When I came to myself, I understood how very important the chaplet was for the dying. Appeases the anger of God. Remember Jesus once says, before a dying person, when you say the chaplet of divine mercy, he will stand before this dying person and God the Father and will speak on his behalf. So Jesus himself said this. When I was apologizing to the Lord Jesus for a sudden action of mine, which a little later turned out to be imperfect, Jesus put me at ease with these words: "My daughter, I reward you for the purity of your intention which you had at the time when you acted." Bad result, but good intention. Many times we do these things. We have a good heart, but the wrong way. "My heart rejoices that you have my love under consideration at the time you acted, and that in so distinct a way, aren't even now you still derive benefits from this, that is, from the humiliation. Yes, my child, I want you to always have such great purity of intention and the very least things you undertake." Maybe we don't have all the knowledge of how to behave at least with purity of intentions. As I took the pen in hand, I addressed a short prayer to the Holy Spirit and said, "Jesus, bless this pen so that everything you order me to write may be for the glory of God." Then I heard a voice: "Yes, I bless it, because this writing bears the seal of obedience to your superior and confessor, and by the very fact I'm already given glory, and many souls will be drawing profits from it. My daughter, I demand that you devote all your free moments to writing about my goodness and mercy. It is your office and your assignment through your life to continue to make known to souls the great mercy I have for them." Close the door. "It is your office and your assignment throughout your life to continue to make known to souls the great mercy I have for them," for us. Jesus asked here to write for them, for us, that we can listen, that we can follow, and to extol them to trust in a bottomless mercy. So thank the Lord that we have Blessed Sacrament of Divine Mercy in front of us. If you don't trust anymore, Jesus, it will be painful. "Oh my Jesus, I believe in your words and no longer have any doubt about this, because in the course of one conversation with Mother Superior, she told me to write more about your mercy. That statement was very much in accord with your request. Oh my Jesus, I now understand that if you demand something from a soul, you always inspire the superiors to allow us to fulfill your commandment, your demands, even though it sometimes happens that we do not receive permission at once, and a patient is often put to the test. Oh everlasting life, love, Jesus, who have enclosed yourself in the host, and therein hide your divinity and conceal your beauty. You do this in order to give yourself whole and entire to my soul, and in order not to terrify it with your greatness. Oh everlasting life, love, Jesus, who have strewed yourself with bread, eternal light, incomprehensible fountain of joy and happiness, because you want to be heaven on earth to me, that indeed you are, when your love, O God, imparts itself to me. O greatly merciful God, infinite goodness, today all mankind calls out from the abyss of its misery to your mercy, to your compassion, O God. And it is with its mighty voice of misery that it cries out, Gracious God, do not reject the prayer of this earth's exiles. O Lord, goodness beyond our understanding, who are acquainted with our misery through and through, and know that by your own power we cannot ascend to you. We implore you, anticipate us with your grace, and keep on increasing your mercy in us, that we may faithfully do your holy will all through our life and at death's hour. Let the omnipotence of your mercy shield us from the darts of our salvation's enemies, that we may with confidence as your children await your final coming, that day known to you alone. And we expect to obtain everything promised us by Jesus in spite of all our wretchedness. For Jesus is our hope. Through his merciful heart, as through an open gate, we pass through to heaven. I've noticed that from the very moment I entered the convent, I've been charged with one thing, namely, that I am a saint. But this word was always used scornfully. At first, this hurt me very much, but when I had risen above it, I paid no attention to it. However, when on one occasion, a certain person, perhaps Father Sopoko, suffered because of my sanctity, I was very pained that because of me, others can experience some unpleasantness. And I began to complain to the Lord Jesus, asking why this should be so. And the Lord answered me, Are you sad because of this? Of course you are a saint. Soon I myself will make this manifest in you, and they will pronounce the same word, saint, only this time it will be with love. We are all called to be saints. Only in the convent that you become a saint. In the place where you are, we are called to be saints. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
You say yes?
Yes.
Just yes? Big yes. Yes?
Yes.
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 To be a saint. Word of Jesus. I remind you, my daughter, that as often as you hear the clock strike the third hour, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. 3 o'clock. Adoring and glorifying it, invoke its omnipotence for the whole world, and particularly for poor sinners. For at that moment, mercy was opened wide for every soul. In this hour, you can obtain everything for yourself and for others by asking for the asking. It was the hour of grace for the whole world. Mercy triumphed over justice. There are 2, 3 o'clock, no? Afternoon 2, 3 o'clock, and morning 3 o'clock. If you have a holy enough, get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Very difficult. You can. There's a time of grace. My daughter tried your best to make the stations of the cross in this hour. Long may say the chapel of divine mercy. Also the way of the cross, station of the cross. Provided that your duties permitted. So if you are doing your household work, you can't. Don't stop. Your work is also a station of the cross. But remember, you are before the Lord. It's a time of grace. More grace doesn't mean you have to stop everything. That's what Jesus says. Eh? So don't stop. Well, by night, you can. If you can wake up at 3 o'clock, if you can. And at least step into the chapel for her. Step in the chapel for a moment and adore the Blessed Sacrament. My heart, which is full of mercy. So we are fortunate. We have a good chapel, and we every day at 3 o'clock we expose the Blessed Sacrament. We are lucky. Yeah, we are fortunate. Yes, Saturday also. Friday also. Sunday not yet. Sunday sometimes you people come for, yeah. And should you be unable to step into the chapel, immerse yourself in a prayer there where you happen to be. If only for a very brief instant. So you can stop a little bit. Don't stop the whole hour. I claim veneration for my mercy from every creature, but above all from you, from Faustina. See, it is to you that I have given the most profound understanding of this mystery. It's a mystery. It's not necessarily something that you can understand. For those who have no faith, you can call it stupidity. Why at 3 o'clock? Why not 2:30? You know, it's interesting. This is adapting things to earthly things. Sometimes I ask, why at 3 o'clock? Of course, he died at 3 o'clock. But it's a symbol. It's a sign. Sorry? Yeah, at 3 o'clock Jesus died, huh? From 12 to 3 o'clock, agony, no? Oh my God, I'm overcome with great longing for you today. Oh, nothing else any longer occupies my heart. The earth no longer contains anything for me. Oh Jesus, how strongly I feel this exile. How very prolonged it is for me. Oh death, messenger of God, when will you announce to me that longed for moment through which I will be united to my God forever? O my Jesus, may the last days of my exile be spent totally according to your most holy will. I unite the sufferings, my bitterness, and my last agony itself to your sacred passion, and I offer to myself for the whole world to implore an abundance of God's mercy for souls, and in particular for the souls who are in our homes. I firmly trust and commit myself entirely to your holy will, which is mercy itself. Your mercy will be everything for me at the last hour, as you yourself have promised me. She's preparing. 1938 is the last year of her life on earth. She knows something. She doesn't know by that time, I think. She knows she's going, but when? Doesn't know. Hail to you, eternal love, my sweet Jesus, who have condescended to dwell in my heart. I salute you, O glorious Godhead, who have deigned to stoop to me, and out of love for me, have emptied yourself as to assume the insignificant form of bread. I salute you, Jesus, never fading flower of humanity. Your order is for my soul. Your love is purer than the lily, and your presence is more pleasing to me than the fragrance of a sin yashin is your flower's name. Your friendship is more tender and subtle than the scent of a rose, and yet it is stronger than death. O Jesus, incomprehensible beauty, it is with pure souls that you communicate best, because they alone are capable of heroism and sacrifice. So you need to be a hero, heroine, to become to Jesus, not because there are so many temptations, you know. O sweet rose bread, blood of Jesus, ennobled my blood and change it into your own blood, and let this be done to me according to your good pleasure. You have to believe that Jesus only for you that is in the host. Don't think just for Faustina, for other people, and you are the third person, you just come in and go. No, Jesus only for you. You have to believe that. I have to believe also. It's a mystery. The love of God is particular and personal. It's personal love for you. Don't take it to Jesus for other people and then you just come and salute and then go away. No, many times you come as if it doesn't concern you, but just come to just give Jesus some face. But it's mainly for you, only for you. Even for you, one person, he would die on the cross. He just called you to be a saint, to be close to him. That's all. You are called to be one with him, not the others. Don't think you are the least. Of course, you'll be humble. Of course, you're the least of the least, but not these things. You're the first one to love. The last one to hate. The first one to love. Word of Jesus. No, my daughter, that between me and you, there is bottomless abyss, an abyss which separates the creator from the creature. But this abyss is filled with my mercy. Yeah, we're far away, it's true. But with his mercy, it's filled up the gate. I raised you up to myself. And that's why I like the song, You Raise Me Up. You see, thank Jesus said, I raise you up to myself. That's the words come from. I have next time to quote 1938, the February. Not that I have need of you, but it is solely out of mercy that I grant you the grace of union with myself. You got some time to finish the word of Jesus? You got some time? Tell souls not to place within their own hearts obstacles to my mercy, which so greatly wants to act within them. My mercy works in all those hearts which open their doors to it. Both the sinner and the righteous person have need to offer mercy. Everybody, not only the sinners, even you are saints. You're good. You're a just person. Still, you need the mercy of God. Conversion, as well as perseverance, is the grace of my mercy. Conversion, perseverance. Many times a year is 5 minutes. And slow down. Let those who are striving perfection, particularly adore to my mercy, because the abundance of graces which I grant them flows from my mercy. I decide that these souls distinguish themselves by boundless trust in my mercy. I myself will attain to the sanctification of such souls. I provide them with everything they will need to attain sanctity. The graces of my mercy are drawn by means of one vessel only, and that is trust. Trust. That's what Jesus, I trust in you. It's in Chinese, but the same thing. Jesus, I trust in you. The more a soul trusts, the more it will receive what it will receive. Souls that trust boundlessly are great comfort to me, because I poured all treasures of my graces into them. I rejoice that they ask for much, because it is my desire to give much, very much. Ask. And Jesus was complaining to Faustina, why don't you ask? Even at the time of Jesus, the disciples, why don't you guys never ask anything? Of course, they might ask the same thing with Faustina. No, you know everything. Why have to ask? You know everything that I need. Why you ask? And Jesus said very simply, you know, I know what I know, but you ask what you ask. This is very interesting. I like this word, very good. You know. I know what I know. That's my own business. But you ask and you ask. You know? On the other hand, I'm sad when souls ask for little. Jesus is sad because you ask little. When they narrow their hearts, you don't need that for us because you have a narrow heart. Not generous enough. Even asking, you've been generous. Oh, Jesus, you say Jesus is very busy. Jesus is only for you. Hey, you just lose all the chances. You said only Jesus for other people. You are the last one, and you just be humbly and then. Humility doesn't mean to be the last one to ask for graces.
Start being to be humbly and to ask.
Because we don't have a big heart. That's the problem. We have a narrow heart. Mean. Easy get angry is mean. Jealous is mean. Jealous, small heart. Why? She's more beautiful than me. No. Why? She got so much money I don't have. Oh, no. No? Don't compare. You are the saints. Everybody is the saint. With different names. If you just imitate Teresa, it's not enough. Even Francis is not enough. Even Peter is not enough. I should be my Peter, not the other Peter. Of course, I cannot imitate Peter, the apostle. Yeah, I can imitate, but this is not my calling. Jesus didn't call me to be that Peter. He called me like Peter, but I, my Peter, myself, with my grace, my ingredients, my frequency is mine. So don't compare me with Father so-and-so. Ah, he is... Well, of course, I have to be humble. Okay.